This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Deshaun Watson's not about to be devalued anytime soon because he's one of the stars of the NFL, but the way, and I've been saying this for months, the way the Texans have comported themselves, it's an absolute travesty. It's a joke. It's unprofessional. If I'm a Texans fan, I'm beyond disgusted. I'm worried because it's so negligent. But we're joined now by John McClain, who is a national NFL writer for the Chronicle out there in Houston. He handles everything, actually, and he's piped in. And he wrote a great piece over the weekend. And John is with us now on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. John, first of all, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I mean, you are a well-sourced guy and a well-connected guy, and you're not one to just throw stuff out there for effect. I mean, you certainly think before you hit enter. I think you're very rational, very pragmatic. So when you are basically telling the Texans, in my words, not yours, that they're clueless for not answering the phone or unprofessional, I mean, John, this is business 101. Deshaun Watson will never play a snap for them again. He's gone. When are they going to realize they've got to initiate and engage in trade talks here, John?
Well, I think by the longer they go to telling people thanks but no thanks, the more teams that call and the better offers they get. That's been the case so far. But Nick Caserio has said thanks but no thanks. We're not trading him. But we know they've got a trade consensus. See, they're not stupid. The key to everything, and originally I thought there was no way they would trade Deshaun Watson because I didn't understand the depth of his disenchantment with the organization and how bad he wanted out. And he didn't want to spend his prime years in a rebuilding project for people he didn't have confidence in. And that was before they hired Nick Caserio as a general manager and David Culley as the head coach. But so I've been writing that he needs to meet with them and explain exactly why he wants to be gone and listen to them explain exactly the plan to try to turn around a franchise that had won four division titles in 5 years, beat Buffalo in a wild card game and choked a 24-point lead at Kansas City in the divisional round in 2019 and went straight down the toilet in 2020. So they did that last week when he had his first communication with David Culley or Nick Caserio, and he met with David Culley, the new coach, on a Zoom call, and he explained his side, and Culley explained their side. And after it was over, he said he wanted to be traded, and he's not going to change, and he's not going to play again. The worst-case scenario is that they dig in, and they let him sit out, and he doesn't report to the end of next season, so his contract doesn't toll to 2022. And then a best-case scenario, and there's really not a best-case scenario because they don't want to trade him. Nobody here wants him to be traded because he's 25. They negotiated the contract through 2025. He's coming off his best season in every statistic. He's a pillar of the community. The media loves covering him. The fans love him. Everybody loves Deshaun Watson. And say if they trade him, I think it's when. It'll be unprecedented in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
And that you trade a quarterback that age. Houston went from 1993, when the Oilers traded Warren Moon, to Minnesota because they didn't understand the new thing called the salary cap. Houston has been waiting since then for a great quarterback, and they finally have one. So fans and everybody doesn't want him gone. But why would you want a guy to lose millions and millions of dollars and then come back miserable? It just doesn't suit either side. And they would never get in the future what he's worth right now. You got the Jets and the Dolphins, 2 and 3, both competing in the AFC East. Dolphins, if they had Watson, I think a lot of people would pick them to dethrone the Bills in AFC East, maybe contend for a Super Bowl in Brian Flores' third season. If the Jets had him, it would help the Jets rebuild quicker, take a lot of thunder away from the Giants. You guys know that.
Yep.
Well, he would automatically be the second-best quarterback in franchise history, and we know he likes Robert Saleh because Robert Saleh was one of the coaches he asked the owner, Cal McNair, to interview, and they did not because Nick Caserio interviewed the coaches that he had on his list when he came from New England. And he'd be in the media capital of the world. And he would, I think they would sell him on this. We want to win the second Super Bowl in franchise history, and we believe you're the centerpiece of this, so come help us do it. So my contention all along, it's got to be the Jets or the Dolphins. You can't trade him to Carolina or Denver or San Francisco for the 8th, 9th, or 12th overall pick because you're not getting a quarterback you can sell to the public. Now, the whole key, guys, to me on all this Deshaun Watson trade talk, when Nick Caserio was at New England, they needed a quarterback last year. So you know they studied quarterbacks more in-depth than they ever had, and you know he has an opinion on Tua Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. If you thought Tua could be a franchise quarterback, to me, you deal with Miami. If he didn't think Tua could be a franchise quarterback, then you have to make the deal with the Jets. So I don't see any other team they can deal with.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's getting way out of hand, John. And, you know, the fact that I think I realized that, but I didn't, until you reset it, that he met with David Culley, and that's when he kind of, not publicly, but made it be known, still trade me. I'm not playing here any longer. Is there any scenario where you see Deshaun Watson coming back and playing for the Houston Texans? I know we're all expecting him to be gone, but is there a scenario where he does come back? And if he does, how long can he be happy again, I guess, is really the question.
I think the only way he'd be back is if they stick to their guns and he comes back for the minimal number of games. So he does contract instead of making $10.5 million in 2022, he comes back and plays enough game to make $35 million when his new extension kicks in.
Yeah.
And how many, John, how many games is that?
I think it's 4.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And I think it's 6 you have to play to get accredited season, I think. But I could see him doing that. It'd be funny if they were on their way to the first pick in the draft and say there was a quarterback who had emerged next season like Joe Burrow. Then he comes back, helps them win a couple of games, knocks them out of the top pick, and costs them that quarterback.
Oh, my goodness.
Would be funny. Wow. That would be vengeance. John, and I know BT needs to reset you, but real quickly, is there any thought that Caserio or Easterby might lose their jobs because of this?
No. Nick Caserio signed a 6-year contract for $30 million with another $6 million in incentives. Jack Easterby, who is the executive VP of football operations, who's involved in everything. Caserio makes final say on personnel, just like Bill O'Brien did. They had in their contract. And so, but Easterby and Caserio are very close from their days at New England. And they have sold the owners, the McNair family, on the fact they know how to build a Super Bowl winner, and they can do it for here. But the problem is, to win the multiple Super Bowls like they did, you got to have a quarterback, and they got one, and he's out of town. And people say, well, he signed that contract in good faith. Where's the loyalty? And I say, well, where was the loyalty to their center, Nick Martin, who signed a contract in good faith and got cut?
Yep.
Teams cut players under contract all the time, so Deshaun Watson wants to cut the Texans. And there's a lot of people in the NFL saying, don't do it. It'll be like the NBA where a few control the many. Don't let it be that way. And I said, the Texans need to do what's best for them.
Yep.
The NFL's not going to do what's best for the Texans, and I don't see any way around it. To me, you should come out and say, look, we don't want to trade him. They've done that. But when they trade him, say, look, we did everything we could. We have to move on. We don't want this situation to drag into next season. We're trying to turn around a program and just get a franchise quarterback and then try to sell him to the public. And maybe then people will buy tickets and suites and sponsorships the way they always have.
So that's John McClain from the Chronicle on the Sean Watson stuff. So, you know, John, one thing that I've always said, and I believe it, but I'm also, I don't know, 1,000 miles away, whatever it is, from the state of Texas. We always seem to insert, you know, he's a low maintenance superstar. He's easy lifting. He's talking about Deshaun Watson. Is there any stuff behind the scenes, like power plays before this, that we didn't know about that might change the narrative of I hope not, but how Watson's perceived? If anybody would know, you would know.
No, absolutely not. Okay. He is the best teammate. He's tough mentally, physically. He's a leader. Everybody liked the guy. He just decided he didn't want to be here anymore, and he thought he had the muscle, the flex to get out, and he's willing to play hardball. But every other situation I've seen is about money. Trent Williams wanted out of Washington. It wasn't about money, and he set out his season and then got traded to San Francisco and played well. Now, same situation here. It's not about money. If it's money, it can always be fixed, but that's why this one is unprecedented for a player his age at the state of he's at in his career, the stage where he is in his career.
Yeah.
And it would be a tremendous loss for this franchise and this city, but this city is getting used to it after losing James Harden and George Springer, among other superstars.
Yeah,
J.J.
Watt. You know, since you bring that up, the Nets are going, you know, John, before we let you go, the Nets are coming to town tonight. What's the reception going to be for Mr. Harden?
Well, if it was a full building, I think there would be a lot of booing, because when Harden left, it was a scorched earth exit, which he showed up late, out of shape, didn't play hard, didn't play well, then blasted the team. Then they traded him to the Nets, a deal they obviously had on the table. But the Rockets announced yesterday they're going to retire his jersey, so I think it won't be as negative as it would be. But the Rockets are so bad right now.
Yeah.
If the Rockets were playing well and people thought they had a chance to beat the Nets and they were going somewhere, there might be a little more venom. But right now, 12-game losing streak, I think the Rockets and the Texans have a chance to get the top pick in their drafts in the next two drafts.
All right, John, good stuff. Pulse of Houston, John McClain's got it. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.